they want to support your organization or become more involved with this?
Well, the first thing they can do is check out our website if they want to get more information. Our website is the acronym for our organization. So the organization is Muslim Public Affairs Council, and our website is www.mpac.org, so mpac.org. There they can find out more information about our recent initiatives, about the kinds of campaigns that we work on. And we are a public policy-based organization, so we are really looking, we're in the business of ideas, so we're looking at large scope issues that can lead to the betterment of our country. So we would invite any questions that people have. And if they want to email me directly, they can do that at communications@mpac.org.
Oh, that's great. You know, I went to a protest against the war in Hollywood, and I met some Muslim students who were there protesting the war in Iraq. And one of them I chatted with was conducting afternoon prayers, because I guess that just that
happened to coincide.
I'm wondering, do you have any plans for that kind of activity?
Yes, we probably will. We're in the final stages of organizing, and you know, like I said, the Muslim participants in the marches will, you know, probably blend in with the rest of the participants, but we have religious leaders who will be joining the marches, and actually Dr. Maher Hatout, who is our senior advisor, will be one of the speakers who is featured at the interfaith portion of the rally that takes place at the end of the march. We will probably, you know, stop and break for prayer as if need be over the course of that time period, but I don't yet have the details about how and where that will take place.
Okay. Now, I know there's two marches. There's one at noon, and there's another one at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Are you participating in both or just one of them?
We are participating in the 3 o'clock.
The MacArthur
Yeah,
Park.
Because, again, we're asking for people to come after work, come after school. So we'll be joining at 7th and MacArthur Park, essentially, at 3 o'clock and join the march through the rest of the evening.
Now, I've heard that's a pretty long route. They're
yeah.
all the way to La Brea Tar Pits?
Yeah. No, the long route concerns me a bit too. I know that for some of our senior members, they'll probably be joining us at the end. But we, you know, we are being less picky about when people join us, and just hoping to ensure that people actually do join at some point. And this is a huge, this is a historic step for the American Muslim community to be involved in getting into issues that extend beyond our communities. And I think that this is a sign of the maturity and of the integration of the American Muslim community into, you know, the broader community issues and the broader people of color issues. So, you know, because we have so many issues in common, and it's time that we stand in solidarity on those things that affect us all.
Right. Well, you know, when I saw those Muslim students in Hollywood, that was the first time that I'd ever seen any sizable contingent of Muslims represented. And I'm just wondering if there was any kind of fear or, we've heard a lot about repression of that community following 9/11. And I'm wondering if the anger or the momentum is sort of overriding the fear at this point that people are...
Yeah, you know, I think it has less to do with anger and more to do with passion and integrity, because, again, these are the very issues that get to the core of the immigrant Muslim experience, and I keep saying that because about 40% of the American Muslim community, which is 6 million in number, is actually African American. So, you know, it's not synonymous to assume that the Muslim community is all immigrant based. But for many of them, particularly post 9/11, I mean, we have to realize that a lot of the ways that law enforcement initially acted against the Muslim community was by serious, intense, intrusive examinations and interrogations with regard to immigration status. There was a special registration program in, I believe, 2002, where the INS mandated that Arab men from 22 or 23 different countries between the ages of 18 and 35, I believe it was, had to go through a special registration process with INS where even if they were legally here, their papers hadn't expired, any of those things, they had to go and re-register. So there has been a great deal of scrutiny placed on this community. And yes, many people are quite concerned about having a public presence. I think particularly those who are most recent immigrants, that they particularly come from from countries in which these types of public demonstrations and these types of messages that go out are can quite often lead you in jail, can lead you disappeared. And I know that unfortunately, is something that we share in common with many of our Latino brothers and sisters who are also involved in this issue. So the same ways that enforcement is affecting and impacting other communities, it is also impacting our communities. But you know, the political voice of the Muslim American community has grown exponentially since 9/11. We don't hear much about it, you know, when we turn on the TV or when we take a look at the newspaper. But the idea of getting more involved, of working on common issues, and of being one voice among many is one that has really taken root and really flowered. So we're really happy to see that, and we hope that this involvement in this issue can lead to other important campaigns that would allow us to work with other communities as well, because these are the things that matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all very good, and thanks for sharing that with me.
No, absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Yes, and anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.